Last fall, students walked out of class and gathered in protest of the University of Wyoming's handling of sexual assault. The 45 or so students delivered a letter to President Lori Nichols explaining how the current practices made them feel frustrated and unsafe. One of those students recently filed a complaint with the U.S. Department of Education Office for Civil Rights, asking the federal government to investigate UW and its Army ROTC program. Wyoming Public Radio's education reporter Tennessee Watson has more.
On a Sunday evening, Q Quallen is working off some stress at the rock climbing gym. This senior, double majoring in wildlife and natural resources, has had a rough past year.
When I'm climbing, it's like a puzzle that I have to solve, so it's the only thing that actually distracts me enough right now.
Quallen focuses on moving up the vertical wall one tiny fake rock at a time, just his fingertips and toes making contact.
Trusting your hands and your grip, though, because the holds don't look good, but I'll hold you, unlike a lot of things.
The University of Wyoming is on that list of things that Quallen says are not so reliable. Quallen was a cadet in UW's Army ROTC program, receiving top honors on his way to serving the country as an Army chaplain.
You can't take your friends and family out on the battlefield, but you can take God. So I really just wanted to be somebody who could help people that needed that to see that.
That dream was disrupted, Quallen says, following several experiences with sexual misconduct while in ROTC. Quallen feels like there's a pattern of mishandling these kinds of allegations by both ROTC leadership and university officials. Last year, Quallen and several other cadets came forward about an ROTC staff member who had sexually harassed them. Quallen says that when Lieutenant Colonel Haas, who commands the program, learned that sexual harassment was happening among his ranks, he demanded that all cadets disclose their experiences and question the morals of those uncertain about speaking up.
I understand the sentiment behind it. He just really wanted to get this guy. But at the same time, there's a complete lack of sensitivity there for the survivor experience.
The Me Too movement has demonstrated that it can take years for sexual assault survivors to accept what happened, let alone report it. The ROTC staff person was ultimately fired, but Quallen says the pressure to report had a negative impact on many of the cadets.
For several days, my apartment was just filled with mostly like freshmen and sophomores who were just lost and confused and terrified and were trying to process and figure things out way quicker than they should ever have to. And
Quallen says that brought on a deep sense of hopelessness and despair. And that, compounded with previous experiences with sexual violence as a teenager, led Quallen to a suicide attempt and brief hospitalization. The same week he was released from the hospital, he received an award.
Got out of the hospital on a Monday, went to that award ceremony on Wednesday to actually accept an award for the top cadet of the semester.
It was a lot to handle in a very short period of time. The next day, Quallen was hanging out with some ROTC friends at a bar, trying to lighten the mood of the last couple weeks. At the end of the night, Quallen and a fellow cadet were the last members of the group left. There was alcohol involved, and the details are fuzzy, so Quallen says he's not sure how they ended up going home together, but they did.
The night as a whole is pretty fragmented. But the short of it being, I basically woke up to being assaulted by him in his home.
Researchers say fragmented memory is common for survivors. Fear and trauma impair the parts of the brain that create structured memories. So while a detailed sequence of events isn't there, Quallen remembers drifting in and out of consciousness, being restrained, and sexually assaulted. Quallen confided in a friend in ROTC who, in an attempt to help, told a superior officer. Quallen knew the report would travel up to Colonel Haas.
So I went in and spoke to him, and he was like, okay, well, I'm calling the sheriff's department because it's in their jurisdiction.
Looking back on that experience, Quallen says it would have been less traumatic to first talk to a counselor at the university rather than immediately facing law enforcement.
And I was just kind of like caught up in everything and honestly didn't know that. But he was like, this is what we do. So I was like, okay.
Ultimately, after completing a rape kit and several interviews, the county declined to take Quallen's case. It's not rare for sexual assaults to dead end at a police report, especially when alcohol is involved and the details are murky. When students are involved, universities can offer ongoing support even when criminal cases don't move forward. UW's Title IX office, in collaboration with the Dean of Students' office, is responsible for these services. But Quallen says they haven't been stepping in on ROTC cases.
If it makes it to my desk, then I'm obligated to do something.
That's Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Haas with the UW Army ROTC program. When reports come in, he says he instigates an internal Army investigation, and if he thinks the alleged sexual misconduct is criminal, he also contacts local law enforcement. But he didn't initially mention contacting the university's Title IX office, so I asked why.
Well, no, so I guess the other part of that is I have an obligation to keep the university in the loop, keep the Title IX office in the loop, and that's often what happens. So I'm usually, if it's criminal, I'm talking to law enforcement, I'm talking to my chain of command, I'm talking to my university chain of command, and I'm talking to the Title IX office.
So I reached out to Title IX office coordinator Jim Osborne to confirm university policy.
ROTC staff are considered mandatory reporters at the University of Wyoming, so if they're aware of reports of sexual misconduct, they're bound by university policy to make those reports.
As far as he's concerned, that's happening.
And I don't have any record that I'm not aware of any reports where ROTC has not made a report to my office.
I asked him about Quallen, and he said he couldn't comment on specific cases. I went hypothetical instead.
So if a student doesn't hear from you and they know that a mandated reporter has information about their assault, then we know that there's like a broken link somewhere.
Probably. And if a student has not been contacted, one of the things that I would hope they would do is contact us themselves.
That's what Alexia Huffman had to do. She's a junior who wants to go active duty when she graduates and command a tank. Like Quallen, she first reported sexual misconduct to ROTC.
So I told Lieutenant Colonel Haas that a former cadet hacked into my computer and stole a nude photo of me. And I'm pretty sure he's been stalking and looking into my computer and into my phone for years.
Huffman says Haas took action and kicked her stalker out of ROTC, but he's still a student at UW. She waited to hear how the university would handle that aspect of her case.
The dean of students knew that this kid did this to me, but they never emailed me or came to me to like find out more information.
Huffman says she had to contact them twice before getting a response. Now she's talked to the dean of students, the Title IX office, and a sexual violence advocate on campus, but isn't confident anything is actually happening. Dr. Matt Gray isn't surprised she feels that way.
When you're trying to navigate a really difficult system and trying to figure out what's going to be helpful for you, having to also grapple with that concern about how seriously your concerns are going to be taken and how well you're going to be believed is something that is an additional barrier that a lot of other trauma survivors don't have to grapple with.
Gray supervises a treatment clinic for survivors of sexual violence through UW's psychology department. He says while universities have a mandate to respond effectively, UW is not alone in its struggle to figure out how to do so.
It's good that there are all of these entities that are charged formally with the responsibility of being able to support survivors, but it can be pretty overwhelming that there's all of these different entities that potentially intersect with reports of sexual violence.
Potentially seems like the key word. Quallen says where there could be intersections, there are gaps. His suicide attempt was a red flag for the military, and he's no longer in ROTC. He hopes his complaint with the Office for Civil Rights will help explain why students don't feel they're getting the support the university says they are guaranteed. For Wyoming Public Radio, with help from Annie Osborne, I'm Tennessee Watson.